USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
Hurrah! USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Over 147,000 people attended this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike, who entered the race after a late scratch, overcame the second longest odds and won the run for the roses. Dr. Ben Carson was on Newsmax Saturday saying people celebrating abortions are pure evil, and thankfully it's only a small amount of the population in America.
It's very sad that we've reached a point in our morality where we can tear apart a human being. You know, in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was decided, we knew less about what was inside of that mother's womb. Now we have a lot of details about it. And in the early abortions that are done in the first trimester, even after 6, 7, 8 weeks, you can see a human form. You can see a face with a nose and eye sockets and ears and fingers and toes and a beating heart. And it's very, very difficult to say that that's not a human being.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health has reported the state's first Powassan virus infection of the year. Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. The department recommended residents take action to prevent tick bites from now through late fall, using insect repellent, avoiding areas where ticks are likely, and checking carefully for ticks after being outside can reduce your chance or your children from being infected with the virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks Monday at the Victory Day Parade in Moscow commemorating the end of World War II via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families. State enterprises and the non-governmental organizations will do everything to surround these families with care, to help them, and we shall give special support to the children of our dead comrades. There is a presidential decree about that, and it has been signed. I wish speedy recovery to those wounded, and I thank the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in field hospitals for their selfless work. I bow my head to you for saving every life.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.